From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama meets with senior advisors at the White House today to consider possible options regarding Libya amid indications the struggle there between government forces and rebels appears to be settling into a standoff. Among the options to be discussed, the feasibility of a no-fly zone over that country. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in the oil port of Ras Lanuf. He says airstrikes by Libyan warplanes have people there worried about a possible assault by forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi.
There's no sign of that at this point, and there's no telling what the schedule might be. But at the moment, the feeling is that this is now a defensive position. The rebels will be trying in the coming hours or days to hold on to Ras Lanuf, which they've held for several days.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Ras Lanuf. The OPEC oil cartel has decided not to hold an emergency meeting to consider raising oil production to make up for any shortfall caused by the unrest in Libya and across the Middle East. An OPEC delegate says the cartel believes supplies are adequate at this point. A new government report predicts gasoline prices are likely to keep rising through the spring. NPR's Jeff Brady says uncertainty in the Middle East could keep oil prices above $100 a barrel for much of the year.
The Energy Information Administration forecasts that refiners in the U.S. will pay an average $105 a barrel this year. That's $14 more than the agency previously predicted. The agency also says much of the recent oil price increases are not yet reflected at gas pumps across the country, so those prices will continue to go up. The agency says there's a 25% probability that the national average price for regular gasoline could exceed $4 a gallon this summer. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The man accused in the Tucson, Arizona shooting rampage faces arraignment today on dozens of new federal criminal charges. NPR's Ted Robbins in Tucson says the judge will also consider a number of motions, including a request to order a psychological evaluation of 22-year-old Jared Loughner.
Jared Loughner has been arraigned before on enough charges to keep him in custody. A federal grand jury needed time to consider a superseding indictment containing all the charges against him. That turned out to be 49 counts. They include the murders of six people, including federal judge John Roll and 9-year-old Christina Taylor Green. Loughner is also being charged with wounding Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 12 others. Giffords is recovering in Houston. Loughner's been transferred from Phoenix back to Tucson. His appearance will be at the same courthouse where the slain judge presided. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
A suicide bomb attack in Pakistan has killed at least 36 people and wounded more than 100 others, the deadliest in a series of militant attacks in that country so far this year. The blast was detonated during a funeral near the provincial capital of Peshawar. This is NPR News from Washington. People in Memphis have voted to disband the city's school system and have the county in which Memphis is located run schools for the whole area. David Pickler is chairman of the county school board. He told WREG-TV he was hoping for a different outcome.
We're disappointed, but as we've always said, that we're considering all available options.
The question of who will run the schools in Memphis is the subject of a number of lawsuits. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Philadelphia has suspended 21 priests who were named last month as child molestation suspects in a scathing grand jury report. Elizabeth Fiedler of member station WHYY reports the archdiocese is not releasing the names of the priests.
David Clossy is the executive director of SNAP, the survivors network of those abused by priests. He calls the action long overdue and says it's only a very partial first step.
It would be incredibly naive for anybody to think that the mere suspension of these men somehow signifies a new day in the archdiocese.
The archdiocese says the remaining 8 priests will not be subject to administrative leave because the initial independent examination of the cases found no further investigation is warranted. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
Final wake-up call aboard the Space Shuttle Discovery, the sound of Gwyneth Paltrow singing Coming Home. The astronauts aboard Discovery preparing to land at the Kennedy Space Center today, wrapping up the shuttle's last mission. Michael Coates was at the controls of Discovery during its first mission back in 1984.
I tell you, it makes you feel old when you realize you flew the first flight of a spaceship that's about to go into a museum.
Discovery is set to land at midday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for